Welcome to Booking the Territory, a pro wrestling podcast hosted by Mike Mills and Doc Turner. This podcast is all about what's going on in the world of professional wrestling. And now, here's your host, Mike Mills.
All right, fans, welcome back, and thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Booking the Territory. This week, we will be talking to the ladies of Wildcat Sports and Entertainment, Barbie Badass Katie Forbes and Amaya Jade. And you will not want to miss it because Katie had some choice words for Trina Michaels after she whooped up on her at Wildcat X-Rated, and Amaya Jade, let's just say she gave me took a couple jabs at me during our interview. Before we get into that discussion with the original queens of Wildcat and addressing your Twitter, Facebook questions and whatnot, I just want to say thanks to our sponsors. First, just want to say thanks to Jason Smith, your trusted insurance advisor from Farmers Insurance. Jason works in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and Texas overall. He is a Farmers agent, but that does not mean you should not give him a call, because Jason recently did a free assessment for me and free quote and was able to save me $400 for the year on my homeowner's insurance. You can contact Jason directly at 972-834-2516. You can also email him Jason@goodguyllc.com. He's on Twitter at @YourInsuranceGuy1. If you missed any of that contact information, just check us out on our Facebook page, facebook.com/bookingtheterritory. Jason's business card is uploaded on one of our photos. Also want to say thanks to TNA's Wrestling Palace, our longtime sponsor, located in Grand Prairie, Texas at Traders Village. For those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, give my buddy Arturo a call at 469-837-8537. He can hook you up with all your wrestling memorabilia needs. And lastly, I want to say thanks to Better Choices, which was co-founded by healthy lifestyle coaching duo Eric and Malika Beal of New Orleans. When it comes to healthy lifestyle tips, recipes, meals, planning, motivation, and support, Eric and Malika from Better Choices is the vehicle to get you there. Whether you're trying to lose 10 pounds or 100, they can help you do it. They've kept their weight off now for 9 years, and combined, they lost 300 pounds. Connect with them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, or Pinterest at Better Choices CEO. Big thanks again to all of our sponsors for supporting the show. So like I was saying at the beginning of the show, we got a couple of different things going on this week. Like I said, Amaya J, Katie Forbes are on. We also address your Twitter questions and Facebook questions, which leads me into our buddy Adam, who is our Facebook fan. Adam has sent in a couple of questions over the last few weeks, and the first one he sent in was, I think, right before SummerSlam. Doc Turner decided he just wanted to be an ass that day, and he treated Adam's question disrespectfully. I kind of got on him after the show and during the show. I really didn't appreciate the way he talked to Adam. But anyway, Adam fired back the next week after, sent in another question, this time taking a slight jab at our buddy Doc Turner. Well, Doc Turner, again, takes a jab back at Adam. I have to tell Doc, chill out. Well, this time, Adam, I'm very proud of you. You took a hell of a jab at Doc Turner. And this is going to lead into what I'm going to, which is, make sure, fans, that you are submitting those questions, you know, thoughts on the week as far as WWE TNA goes, because Adam is sending them in, and what he's saying is not really, you know, fun to Doc, but hey, I'm the show host, so I'm going to read it anyway. We will include your question, your fantasy booking idea, your thoughts from the week of TNA, you know, whether it's TNA, whether it's WWE. It does not matter whether it's Lucha Underground, whether it's ROH. We will include it on the show. So make sure you're sending those in either on our Facebook page or on Twitter. At Twitter, the podcast Twitter is at @BTT_podcast. My personal Twitter is at @Mike504Saints. Facebook.com/bookingtheterritory. Give us a like there and help us out sending those questions and comments in. Whatever it is, we will read it, and you will get a shout-out on there by name. If you send it in through Twitter, I'll mention your Twitter at. Hopefully, that'll get you a little bit more followers if that's what you're looking for. If not, we still love discussing the thoughts that you have as fans. And after all, look, we do the interviews. We do all that good stuff. But the bottom line is, I do this for the fans. We do the show for the fans. So we want to keep you involved. No better way to do it than have you send in things for us to discuss. We want to know what you're thinking. If you think the WWE product is the drizzling shits, then let us know. We will talk about it on air. Got it? Cool, man. Appreciate y'all tuning in as always. While we're talking about tuning in, make sure you subscribe to us on iTunes, Podbean.com, or on Stitcher, whichever you choose. And just search Booking the Territory on all of those, and our show will come up. With all that said, like I was telling y'all at the beginning, I got Amaya Jade on, and I got Katie Forbes. Katie and her thoughts towards Trina Michaels are awesome. Katie, I respect your honesty. I always tell people who come on the show that are honest, I respect it. Thank you again. Amaya, man, those jabs kind of hurt the stomach. I mean, you have to treat me like that, but it's all cool. So With that being said, I'm not going to hold you off anymore. We are going to get to the conversation that I had with Amaya Jade and Katie Forbes, and I'm going to throw it at it now.
All right, what's up, everybody? I'm sitting here, and I'm talking to the women of Wildcat Sports and Entertainment. I told y'all about a few months back when the podcast got rolling, I was going to bring on the ladies of Wildcat after I talked to the Shalmation Sensation, Danny Flamingo, and after I talked to Luke Hawks. I was like, we got to get the ladies on, and I'll get them to tell their story. So I am sitting here with Amaya Jade and Barbie Badass, Katie Forbes, who Katie might bite my head off because I predicted that Trina Michaels was going to take her last show. So, Katie, go easy on me. But, ladies, how y'all doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Katie, what about you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Now, we ain't got no heat, right, Katie? We good?
No, because I already proved my point because I knew that I was going to whoop her. And so... you predicted wrong, but it's all good.
Hey, look, in my defense, she came on my show, and you know, Trina's cool. She's actually coming up on the show in a few weeks, but she came on the show, and she was like, look, it's Wildcat X rated. You going to doubt me? I'm like, you know what? You got a point. Wildcat X rated? I don't know. Katie's kind of just getting started in this business. Who knows what happens? So I was like, you know, it wasn't like she held a gun in my head, but I did go ahead and say that I would pick her. But from the video I saw, you took care of business, and that's that. And we'll leave it at that, I guess. Do you want to go ahead and tell me about how that went down if you want as we get into this? You go ahead and tell me that story first, and then we'll get into the rest of what we got going on tonight.
Okay, yeah, she talked a big game, and she posted videos on YouTube and on podcasts talking about how she was supposed to be, like, on the poster because it was an X-rated poster and I was on it. So she was a little bit offended that they put me instead of her since she is a porn star. And so then I fired back at another podcast and told her that she needs to stick to what she knows and that is not wrestling, that's porn. And while I've been busy training to make a name for myself in wrestling, she's been busy making a name for herself by doing other things. And I don't want to name everything that I said because I don't know, you know, what the rating is for this show.
Oh, you can let it fly, Katie. We're on iTunes as explicit, so whatever you want to say, just let it fly.
Yeah, so I told her she needs to put down the cock and pick up some weights because she wasn't shit compared to me. And while I've been busy making a name for myself in wrestling business by training my ass off, she's been busy making a name for herself by sucking dick. And so we confronted each other at the show, and then I definitely whooped her ass. So it's okay that you took her side. I see where your loyalty is.
Oh.
No hard feelings there, but now you know. That now you'll have more faith in me after seeing that match.
I give credit to where credit's due. I give credit to where credit's due. And then I had Della call me out. She posts on my Facebook wall. I hope you saw what she did to Trina. I hope you got your money's worth. I'm sorry, you didn't get your money's worth because you lost on that bet. I was like, okay, yeah, that's funny. That's real. Call me out, real good. Ha ha ha. Everybody got the joke. So. Joke's on me. Katie took care of Trina. You know, Trina, I still love you. It's all good and all. And you're a future guest. And I got you coming up on a couple weeks. But, you know, for the time being, Katie took care of you at Wildcat X-Rated. So, all right, with that being said, now that we know we ain't got no heat, I just want to get into a couple things with y'all. So I'll throw it at Amaya Jade first. Amaya, I know just from doing a little research, I guess you had a bit of a boxing background. So if you want to tell us a little bit about that, and then kind of expand upon it beyond the boxing background, how you got into wrestling as well.
Oh, yeah. So I've been boxing and kickboxing and doing karate for 2 years. I became Louisiana Golden Gloves champion. And then 3 months later, I became the world champion in Koshiki. Now, in the world championship, I beat 3 girls back to back to back. And I'm going to just leave it at that. Now, how I got into professional wrestling, growing up, I used to hate it as a kid, but I was forced to watch it because I had a lot of boy cousins. But when I was 11, Hurricane Katrina hit, and I'm evacuated to Texas, and that was the only thing that was on TV, wrestling, wrestling, wrestling. So the only thing I could watch was wrestling. So one day I told myself, maybe the one thing I once hated is something I will do with my life. And at 21 years old, here I am, doing what I love.
Okay, two things. One, you make me feel damn old, being that you were 11 when Katrina hit. Because I was damn near 30 at that point. And two, I knew you were in boxing and whatnot. I did not know you were, what'd you call it? What kind of world champion?
Kochiki world champion.
Okay, so you legit badass.
People don't need to be playing with you. Yeah, to be in that, you have to be really tough because we fight with our bare hands and we wear a mask and it's bulletproof. So that's kind of
okay.
Tough.
We ain't got no heat. You ain't got to shoot on me. We cool.
Oh, not yet.
nah. That's cool though. So you wasn't really a fan growing up then. You wasn't into, I'll give you an example. Like people like me, Devin, really a lot of people that I grew up with and whatnot. Not that I grew up with Devin, but people I grew up with back in, like, you really gonna think I'm old. You know, I was watching wrestling in the early 80s and late 70s. So, I grew up watching it and grew up watching the territory days. So when I got older, I was like, man, I'd always wanted to be into it when I was young. So you're a little different, which I find is funny because, like, I find that a lot about the women that I talk to that are in the business. They're like, half of them, like, you know, grew up kind of wanting to do it, and the other half were like, you know, it was kind of on TV, and I kind of fell into it. So that's interesting. Whereas with a lot of guys, I find a lot of guys, it's like they kind of wanted to do it since they were kids when they were watching.
Yeah. Yeah, I would watch. I just didn't like it from the time I was a kid, that from like 3 years old to 11. I would watch and didn't like
it. I got you. All right, so, Katie, what about you? As far as how you got into wrestling?
I didn't watch it when I was a kid, really. My brother was into it, and I went to see a Raw in Atlanta with him. But I just kind of, like, went along just, you know, because I kind of had seen it a little bit with him, but I wasn't a fan. But I used to be a cheerleader and a dancer and a gymnast, so I've always been athletic. And then I started bodybuilding. About 4 years ago, I got into bodybuilding, and I used to do fitness competitions, and so that's how I met Luke, was at the gym, and he has this huge fucking armed t-shirt, so then he asked me if I would model his shirts, and so that's how I met Luke. Then about a week later, he asked me if I wanted to go to WWE with him because they needed, like, female extras for it. And then, so it was actually a year ago. It was like the first weekend of September. So it was about a year ago, and I went with him, and that was when I met Devin and a lot of the Wildcat people. And then that was my first time ever really watching it live, like, in paying attention. Because when I went before, I was like, I think like 7, you know, so it doesn't really count. But it was my first time seeing it live, and I was like, this is awesome. It was so cool because everybody was like friends in the car. Then when I saw them wrestle, I was like, I thought y'all hated each other. I was like, that was so devastating because I saw Jay Spade and Devin wrestle, and then I fell in love with it. And so I told Luke that I wanted to join Wildcats, and I think he probably thought I was just saying that, and I wasn't going to take it serious since I wasn't a fan before that day. But when I really get my mindset on something, I become, like, obsessed. So then I later started, I think it was in November, and I actually started the exact same day as Jade, and we're the first two female wrestlers out of Wildcat, so it was special that we ended up starting the same day. So then we've learned together, and we've grown together through thick and thin, and we've really, like, improved. So I think it's been about 9 months, and now I love it.
So y'all, I know you started training at the same time. Did you both make your debuts around the same time? Like, what was the, like, have y'all, I'm trying to ask, like, what, how long has it been since you officially, not training, but, like, had your first match?
We did our first match was actually for a WWE tryout match. And so that was our first one, and it wasn't in front of a crowd. Our first debut match in front of the crowd was at Wildcats. I think that was, do you remember what month, Jade?
That was March.
Yeah, the March show. That was our first Wildcat debut.
So that's only, you're talking about March of last year, not this year, right?
March of 2015.
Oh, crap. So it's been less than a year that y'all actually had a, I didn't even realize that. I was thinking it was a year ago. My bad.
I was really thinking on your game.
Well, dang. She ain't holding back no punches.
Not at all.
So we started training in November 2015 and did our first match March 2015.
Okay. Yeah, I had the dates wrong. It seems like longer, and I can tell you why. Like, I see the posts and stuff from Luke and from the Wildcat shows, and I was like, I swore they had been. That makes sense though, because I was at the November show last year. And you all weren't working that one. So, yeah, you're right. I was like, it just seems like longer. So I guess it's a good thing because, you know, your face has been out there. If it seems like it's longer to people from the outside, that's a positive.
I think because we've come so far in a short period of time, so it does feel like a long time because we've done a lot of matches and we've gone to Shine and we wrestled in San Diego and Texas, Louisiana, Florida, Alabama. So we've been blessed and we've been working very hard. So we've done a lot in a short period of time. So that's probably why it seems like a lot longer.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. How was I'm gonna throw this one at Jade. How was California? I mean, I've seen the pictures. I guess partially in on all the jokes. Like, we got mountains and shit, we got sand and shit. I saw all that stuff on Facebook and I was like laughing. I was actually mad. I was like, this is some bull crap. They out there traveling the road. I used to do that type of stuff, man. Now I'm sitting here behind a desk at work. But anyway, it was real funny. The whole cacti versus cactus. So, yeah, go ahead and tell me about how it was to go to California, Jace.
Man, that trip was so amazing. Like, I enjoyed every little bit of it. I became so much closer with my Wildcat family, which is a good thing because, you know, we're able to be more open to each other. The car ride was about 26 hours. We were crammed up, but at the end of the day, it was worth it because we had so much fun in the car, joking around, taking pictures of people when they fall asleep, slamming the brakes and stuff. So that was just so awesome. And just to be able to wrestle in front of the military was truly a blessing because we got to do something for them because they're working hard to protect us. You know, they would like to have fun too. So just to be there for them just meant a lot to me. So that was really awesome.
Yeah, I hear that. What about you, Katie?
Yeah, it was an awesome experience. It was definitely a bonding experience with Wildcats because there was so many of us and we spent a lot of time together. We all stayed together when we went out there and it was a long car ride. So it was definitely a bonding experience. It was a lot of fun. And like she said, it was awesome to give back to the troops and wrestle for them. And it was a great match because it was with Ruby Reyes, and she's a really awesome wrestler. So it was really cool to get to wrestle her as well.
She's a tough son of a gun. I've seen some videos. She ain't no joke. She brings it. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
She brings it.
Fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the biggest thing, I was telling Luke this, and I told Danny Flamingo this when I talked to them, biggest thing I noticed about that whole deal was the crowd. I mean, huge crowd, you know, all the way 2,000 miles away from home. I don't know the exact mileage, 2,000 miles away from home, huge crowd. Got to give y'all credit for that one. And I'll tell y'all, I've said this to, you know, I was telling Danny Flamingo this when I talked to him, and when you get to work in front of big crowds, you know, in indies, trust me when I tell you that's not always how it is. and feel blessed that, you know, like Wildcat and even some of the other ones that you're working for bring in the large crowds that they do, because indies aren't always – I know when I was coming through the indies, it wasn't always like that. Don't get me wrong. There were some that were like that, but not all of them. So, man, take that and run with it and have fun with it, because there's nothing like those large indie crowds. Because the one thing about indie crowds, and I tell everybody this that I really, really like, is, man, those people are there. They're spending their hard-earned money. And they just want to be entertained. You give them a good show, they're going to love it. And that's one thing I noticed about, like, that crowd out in California, because I saw bits and pieces of clips from it, and just they were real appreciative. So to go back what Jay just said, just the experience of working in front of the military, I know that was very satisfying, even though you had to sit in the car for, what was it, 24, 26 hours?
Yeah, about 26 hours, 27.
Oh, boy, I'd have been miserable.
Yeah, one way.
God. Oh, and I heard the trip took longer coming back. Like, it was like y'all kind of weren't driving as fast or made more stops or something like that.
Yeah, it did.
It always seems like that on a road trip. You know, it takes longer getting home, because when you get there, you're, like, in a hurry. Then you're excited. You know, then afterwards, it's like, oh, I think I'm ready to get home now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're like, I want to sleep in my own bed. I'm ready to get home.
Yeah.
Hey, so tell me about, y'all were talking about Shine. I'll let Amaya go ahead first this time. How was Shine? It's about a month ago, 3 weeks ago that y'all went?
Yeah, about a month ago. Shine, as soon as I got there, like, I just got this huge adrenaline rush, because there's a lot of people, a lot of females that would love to be at Shine. So just to even have that opportunity makes me more grateful than what I was before I got there. The girls were amazing. Everyone was so nice to us, and I just love being there. And I look forward to what's next with them.
Yeah, yeah. What about you, Katie? How was it?
Yeah, it was definitely an honor to be there, because I got to work with girls that I've seen videos of, and they're awesome wrestlers, and it's definitely an awesome experience that a lot of, like, every female wrestler, you know, would love to be a part of. So that was awesome. And I'm excited to go back. We go back on September 4th. So we're going to be at the next one.
Oh, heck. So by the time, what the heck is they? All right. So this is going to hit on September 2nd. Y'all will. So yeah, y'all will be there on that Friday. So this will hit. This show is going to hit 2 days before y'all go. So, hey, where's that? Where's Shine at? Where's Shine based out of? In case their listeners tuned into this, they can check it out.
Shine is in Tampa, Florida.
Okay, so there you go, listeners. Tampa, Florida. You're in Tampa. If you haven't heard about Shine, you have now. I'm sure you can Google it, and you will be able to see Katie and Amaya Jade doing their thing at Shine on September 4th.
You already know.
Yep. Hey, so I got another question for y'all now. So this is for both of you. Katie, you go first. What's been the single, I guess, toughest thing about the wrestling business for you in the last year, you know, 6 months to a year where you've made your debut? Just the toughest thing, whether it's in-ring, whether it's out the ring, it doesn't matter. Toughest thing that you've like, felt that you've had to work through as you've been learning.
The toughest thing is probably just training. I think the training is very tough, because it's way more to it than I ever thought when I, you know, first signed up. I was like, oh yeah, I could do that. And then it's like very, like, mentally and physically draining, but I love it. You know, it's a lot harder on your body, everything like that, but I just get a lot of massages and go to the chiropractor, because I knew it was going to be hard. But then, you know, after a while of training and also doing, like, weightlifting, then I'm like, it's a lot. It definitely takes a toll on your body.
Yeah, it's and you feel it later on in life too. I know what Jay just told me how old she was. I'm not sure how old you are, but man, I'm telling you, the older you get, you're gonna be like, if you do it for any length of time, you're gonna be like, God, my body feels like crap getting out of this bed. Yeah, I can feel you on that one. Jay, what about you? As far as toughest thing you've had to work through.
First off, the training, just like Katie said, is very tough. You have to be 100% dedicated to it, because it does take a toll on your body. So you just have to be focused and ready for whatever comes your way. And the second hardest thing for me is getting over the fan syndrome. Let's just call it that, the fan syndrome. Like, I didn't grow up always liking wrestling, but when I meet, like, some of the wrestlers, especially the females, it's just like, wow, I grew up watching you all, and I wanted to be like y'all now that I'm here. You know, I got to try to, like, lean off the fan thing and be more professional with it. So that's the two hardest things that I'm working
on. That comes in time. Like, I know back in the day, like I said, I grew up watching it in the 80s, early 80s, and when I got in, being around indie shows and seeing guys that I grew up watching, it was pretty much the rule. Like, you were told from get-go, you know, no pictures with these guys, don't act like a fan. And I respected that from day one. I kind of regret it right now because I don't have a lot of pictures of, you know, the mid-90s and whatnot. So that's my regret. But at the same time, I say I regret it, but I really don't, because it didn't make me look like some stupid fan in the back. Like,
right.
So, you know, I don't know. Like, to me, but it's tough. Like, because my wife will ask me, she's like, you don't have a whole lot of pictures. I go, I know, I don't. And we just didn't take them in the back. I mean, I got stuff with me out in the crowd, you know, out in the ring, but I don't have hardly anything as far as in the back. So, yeah, I can feel you on that one. Because, you know, when you grow up watching somebody, you kind of, you're like, you want to take a picture with them. I mean, you think
you idolize them, stuff like that.
Yeah. So I can feel y'all on that. So do y'all know? I'll throw this one to Jay first. Do y'all know what exactly y'all are doing? Because we're gonna plug this September 11th show that y'all got coming up. That's Friday, September 11th at Mosler Middle School, 7 p.m. Jay, do you all know what y'all are doing yet, or is the card still up in the air, subject to change? If it is, that's fine. I just figured I'd ask.
Yeah, the card is subject to change. Don't have, you know, too much information, but just know Wildcat girls are here, and we're coming to dominate whoever get in our way.
I hear that. I ain't mad at you. Katie, you got something to add to it? I mean, Jay pretty much just laid it out.
Yeah, we're not sure. It's still up in the air, but whatever and whoever it is, we're definitely ready for it because we've been training our ass off and putting countless hours in, ready for it. So whoever better bring their best, because we sure will.
Exactly.
I feel you on that. All right, so beyond Wildcat, long-term goals for both of you, Katie, like, do you look for, like, obviously, you know, it sounds like a stupid question, but I'll ask it. Long-term goals, you want to be in WWE one day, or, you know, is it kind of like, I'm just ready to work right now, I'm just ready to focus? You know, when that time comes, it comes, but obviously, you know, you may think in the back of your mind, I kind of want to get there one day. So long-term goals, what is Katie Forbes thinking?
Yeah, I would love to eventually get with WWE. But until then, I know that I have a lot of work to do because I've come a far ways, but also I have a lot more to learn. So I'm just taking it day by day with my training and just trying to put as much as I can in, much effort in the gym and also at wrestling training. And also I'm taking acting classes to work on my character. So I'm just doing everything that I can to better myself as a wrestler. And then whatever comes my way, I'll definitely take that. So I do plan on hopefully being with WWE. And then one day I want to own like a workout clothing company. So I want to do things to, like, after wrestling, I have other plans too. So, but I want to wrestle as long as I can.
Yeah, I hear you on that. I actually the acting part, I think that's a big thing. I mean, so much of pro wrestling, it's physical and it's you got to have agility and whatnot. But there's a whole lot of performance to it. I mean, that's why they say sports entertainment. Even though I like pro wrestling, just that term. Still with that, the acting part, learning that part of it. Nothing wrong with that. That's darn good. That's darn good. So,
yeah.
Jay, what about you related to future WWE endeavors, Global Force, maybe Jarrett, dare I say TNA? I know y'all probably hear me say that, and you're like, eh. But
no, I respect all companies. Yeah,
I say that because you'd be surprised how many people – like, I'm critical because I do a podcast, right? So I'm critical of certain things. Now, I'm like you. I do respect all companies. I always say I want to see them all succeed because, like, I want Ring of Honor to do well. I want TNA to do well because at the end of the day, there's more jobs for people I know, you know,
right.
for, for guys to go places.
Yeah.
So at the same time, I'll let you go ahead and answer the question. Sorry about that.
Yeah. I would love to be in WWE one day, you know, my dream. But as of right now, I just need to focus on my craft, get better in the ring, outside of the ring, listen to what my trainer is telling me. Because at the end of the day, Luke Hawks has been in the business for a long time, so he knows what he's doing. And so if I can just take what he's telling me and bring it with me inside the ring and in real life, I feel like I can go far in this business right now. I'm in WWE, Global Force, TNA, Ring of Honor, anywhere. I just know one day I'm going to go far, and we can just leave it at that.
Nah, that's good. Hey, y'all got one of the best schools at your disposal. I mean, it's sitting there. There's not a lot of schools that, you know, are out there that are quality. And, you know, for you all, you've been in the business 6 months to a year, and you've had some real good opportunities, man. Seize those things, run with them, and do the best you can with them. It doesn't mean, you know, mistakes will be made along the way, but at the same time, run with them, take them, you know, do what you can. Keep training hard. You know, what are y'all doing, 2 to 3 nights a week now?
Yeah, about 2 to 3 nights.
Okay. Yeah, run with them, dude. You know, perfect it. Man, that's one thing about wrestling. You don't ever stop learning. I mean, I only spent about 10 years doing it, but at the same time, you never stop learning. You learn something every day. There's always something new. There's always something coming up. And then, you know, you look back after year one, you're like, ooh, you know, I learned a lot. And year two, you're like, ooh, I learned a lot. But y'all are doing good. Yeah, I'm impressed. The look that y'all have, y'all are getting some valuable experience. Just keep that up. Keep working on it. You'll get there. It just takes time.
Thank you.
Oh, no problem. So we're gonna get ready to wrap up. Like I said, I didn't want to keep y'all for too long tonight. I know I picked Wednesday night to record on purpose because I knew y'all weren't practicing. Y'all didn't have training on Tuesday.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, man, y'all number one coach was like, "We're not training on Wednesday." I'm like, "All right, I got it." But no. So one last time, I'm just going to tell the fans out there, Wildcat Sports and Entertainment, Friday night, September 11th, Meisler Middle School, 7 p.m. I got to pull it up while I'm online, and I got you on the phone. But I know, who's that? Brian Kendrick's going to be there, right, y'all?
Yep.
Okay, Brian Kendrick's going to be there. Sanjay Dutt is going to be there. Mike Dell with his Cacti reference. Shane Taylor's gonna be there. Oh, I'm forgetting what's his name from Harlem Heat. Stevie Ray, he's gonna be there. Luke's gonna be there. Luke Hawks gonna be there. Ricky Starks. Socorro's gonna be there.
Sexy
Who am
Chino.
I forgetting? Sexy Chino. Oh, he's returning right for that show.
Yeah.
Okay. And last but not least, the ladies are gonna be there. The featured attraction of tonight, I can't even get it out. Barbie Badass, Katie
together.
Forbes, and Amaya Jade. What'd you say?
I said, get your stuff together.
Oh, she's shooting on me. Look, we're going to have to talk. I'm like, Luke, man, this girl, I don't know what you're teaching her, man. She's tearing me apart on this podcast. Nah, it's all good. Y'all got anything else? Katie, you got anything else you want to plug before I let y'all get out of here?
No, just the September 11th show, Meisler Middle School, New Orleans, Louisiana.
September 11th, be there. Yeah, you people have one job, and that's to be at Wildcat Sports September 11th. And what you can do when you come is get like us. And I'm going to leave it
all
at that.
Jade, I got a question.
Yes.
So I've been seeing this on Facebook, and then I see it on Twitter. Can you let me in on the one job story? I'm just curious. I just want to know.
Okay.
What's the background behind the one job? Because the video is really short, but it's funny. One job. And then I start laughing. But anyway, I'll let you, if you want to tell it, that is.
All right. The one job started in California when we were in a van. I had one job to do, and that was to check everybody in each event or each location we go to. And when I didn't do it, when I was asleep or something, they'd be like, Jade, you had one job, and that was the checkers thing. You can't even do it right. So every time I make a post about Wildcat or something, I would put one job. That's my thing now. I got one job, and I've been doing it.
All right. So there you go. If you are friends with Amaya on Facebook or you follow her on Twitter, you know where One Job comes from now. While we're talking about Facebook and Twitter, so that's one thing I was about to forget before I let y'all go. Amaya, do you want to go ahead? Do you want to plug those? It's up to you. You don't have to. I mean, some people don't want to, but I'll let you plug your Twitter and Facebook if you'd like to.
Yeah, my Facebook is Amaya J. That's AmayaJade. And my Twitter is the same as well, Amaya J. You can't get that wrong.
Nah.
And you can't get
especially
like me.
If you got, especially if you
one
got
job.
One job.
One job.
Oh, Katie, you wanna plug yours? Because I think y'all both got fan pages on Facebook and y'all both got Twitter. So you want to plug yours, Katie?
Yeah, my Instagram is Katie, K-A-T-I-E, underscore Barbie, B-A-R-B-I-E. And my Twitter is the Katie Forbes. And my Facebook is Katie Forbes, K-A-T-I-E-F-O-R-B-E-S dash Barbie Badass. And Badass is spelled B-A-D-A-Z-Z.
Gotcha. So if y'all didn't catch that, just hit the little rewind button and y'all can catch it real quick. But make sure y'all follow Amaya and Katie as they go about their wrestling endeavors and they improve and get better in their craft. They are definitely ones to watch. They're training at one of the best schools in the country, Wildcat Sports and Entertainment, and be there on September 11th, Friday night, 7 p.m. at Meisler Middle School to catch them doing their thing. They're just like a gang. They don't care who they bring out there. They're just going to beat them. So just make sure y'all there to catch them doing their thing. So, hey, y'all hang tight while I hit the stop on the record button. But I appreciate y'all coming on. And fans, y'all hang tight while I throw it over to the review portion of the show with me and Dr. Turner.
All right, fans, I hope y'all enjoyed that interview or conversation with myself and Amaya Jade and Katie Forbes, Barbie Badass from Wildcat Sports and Entertainment. They are the ladies of Wildcat Sports and Entertainment, and I've been promising them I'd bring them on. Hopefully you enjoyed. It was some pretty good stuff. But as I was saying at the beginning of the show, before we threw it over to the interview portion of the show, I said, man, when me and Doc Turner come on, we gotta talk about a few things because, as you know, I got Doc Turner on. It's Doc and I tonight. We have a Facebook listener that goes by the name of Adam who, let's just say, Doc Turner is not his favorite person. So, Doc, how you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, just like every other day of my life.
That's great. That's great. You're still an ass. But anyway, so, Doc, we got our Facebook friend Adam who likes our page on Facebook.
He ain't my friend. He ain't my friend.
Okay, you can kiss my ass, but hold on one second. So we got Adam, and Adam is a faithful listener of the podcast. Adam listens weekly. He submits his questions. He gives us his thoughts and whatnot. And you've been very much of someone who likes to insult Adam, which I really don't appreciate. So Adam had some choice words for you this week, Doc. So I'm gonna tell the listeners what Adam had to say to you, as he did not submit necessarily a question, but he submitted a nice little paragraph or a statement. How's that sound, Doc? You want to hear what Adam had to tell
you?
Hey,
just for all you listeners out there, we're all going to hear this for the first time together. I have not heard this, but I'm sure it'll be a pleasure to listen to.
and then once I tell Doc what Adam had to say, we're going to go through the questions. We got tons of questions in the inbox and on Twitter this week. With that said, Adam on Facebook, our wonderful friend who Doc has insulted in the last two episodes, says, Doc Turner is a moron that got lucky because he happens to know Mike, who actually spent some time wrestling and has some connections. If you haven't noticed, Doc, Mike is the one who actually does the interviews and is the credible host of the two. Doc needs to stop worrying about trashing my questions and worry about the fact that he's a nobody who's dick riding the coattails of the real host of the show, which is Mike. Doc is nothing but a cheese dick sounding jackass. I popped. Dude, when I read that, I couldn't stop laughing. So, Doc, you know, what do you think about Adam's comments towards you, dude?
You know, there's a couple of things I could say. I could take the high road, but fuck that. So let me get you, Adam.
Hey, watch the F words, man. You Mike, God, I'm alone. I'm going to have to put the brakes on you. I don't want you insulting our listeners too much. That's how this got started. Let's remember who dropped the first bomb or threw the first haymaker in this. It was you.
Out of the way, adults are going to start talking here.
Okay.
Adam, I've been watching wrestling since probably before your dad, whoever that is, hopped on top of your mom, that piece of trash, for 45 seconds of the greatest nasty pleasure of his life, realized what he had done, and drove in the other direction as fast as he could.
Damn, dude. That's just vicious, man.
Shut up. So, when I talk about wrestling, here's a nickel's worth of free advice. You could shut your mouth, open your ears, and listen, and you might learn a thing or two.
Dude, shut up. I think Adam's quite right. You're riding my coattails, dude. But I ain't mad. You know, somebody's got to foot the bill around this puppy. We got production cost, and hey, man, every wrestling promotion I ever worked for had a money man.
If I'm supposed to be the money man, we're in trouble here, Mike. I got to tell you.
Okay, Doc.
So, Adam, let me break this off for you real easy. You're the one listening to our show, not the other way around. So I'm going to go to sleep tonight, and this is the last I'm going to think about it. And you're going to be listening to this tomorrow and thinking about us, and I ain't going to be thinking about you. So sleep easy. Hey, I tell you what. Before next week, why don't you work on your questions a little bit, make them a little bit more entertaining and provocative and thought-provoking like the rest of our listeners, and maybe you can come get away from the kiddie table and come sit at the adult table while we talk about wrestling.
How long did it take you to come up with that response?
What are you talking about? I didn't.
Like, I mean, no, you've been festering. Has that been like your comeback for the last, you know, 20 years? I'm just curious. Because that was some lame shit. I mean, I just got to tell you. You're no Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Really? I'm not. What? You want me to kill Roddy Piper next?
Holy shit. I can't believe you just went there. Moving right along, fans, because we have a lot of questions to address on this week's episode from you. We appreciate your thoughts, your questions, your feedback, your fantasy booking ideas, all that good stuff. So I'm going to start with the Twitter questions first because we got a ton of those. And we got our buddy Cordell Kevin, who always sends us things. So Cordell Kevin, appreciate it. Big shout out to you. That's at Cordell Kevin. Cordell Kevin says, I never thought WWE – let me just say this, Doc. Not everything's a question, so we'll kind of – let me just go through Cordell's, and then, you know, I'll let you address the things he said. So I never thought – Cordell says, I never thought WWE would use Sting to start the Triple H Rollins feud. That was the first thing he said. Then he says, in response to NXT last week, because I tweeted about NXT, the tag division is deep. Enzo and Kaz are way over, and at WWE, Gable is a future star. He also says, Owens-Cesaro matches are awesome, wondering if they can get any better. That was in response to Raw last night. So let's go to the first one. Let's go to, I never thought WWE would use Sting to start the Triple H Rollins feud. You got any thoughts on that one?
I'm just ready to ride your coattails. What do you think, buddy?
I'd have to agree with him. I never really thought of it like that. Although, as I watched Raw last night, it kind of makes me wonder what actually is going on. So that's one of those things where I need to see it play out. It feels like we're in the initial stages of it, and I know Sting is set to face Rollins at Night of Champions, but I got to see more from that before I can really comment on it. It's still a good thought, though, when he's making that statement. I will say this, because you're not a big NXT fan, but I am. He says in response to NXT last week, the tag division is deep. Enzo and Kaz are way over. Enzo and Kaz, the pop that they got at the Barclays that night for NXT was incredible. I mean, it was like Road Warriors 1992 when Hawk comes out, oh, what a rush, and then the freaking fans go nuts. I mean, the only thing I can compare it to of recent was if you saw not this past Monday, but the Monday before when the Dudleys came out and they got that ridiculous pop. I mean, that's the pop that Enzo and Kaz got when it came out at NXT. His last thing was about Owens and Cesaro matches are awesome, wondering if they can get any better. I agree, although I'll let you comment about this. What did you think of last night when those two did battle?
Here's the thing. I don't think it was as good as their previous encounter. But that being said, I still think it's the best thing on the show. So anytime those two want to get together for the next foreseeable future, I say bring it on.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I have nothing bad to say.
And
about
I'll tell you this, Cesaro.
Their bad matches are going to be good.
And Cesaro's the strongest son buck I've ever seen.
Oh, God. Just ridiculous how strong he is. Moving on. At Thog94, I asked what the thoughts were on TNA on Twitter, and Thog94 tells me, in response to TNA this week, the ending was predictable, but GFW needs something to try and put themselves on the map in this industry. Doc, you and I had this same discussion. It's so predictable at what was going to happen. Now, everything that happened with Karen Angle being the one who knocked Bubba out, I'm going to call him Bubba Ray, that I'm not going to say was predictable, but the whole invasion type deal, we saw that coming a million miles away. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it was the death rattle of a wrestling organization. It's like watching a slow, painful death. And it's predictable.
Yeah. Pretty much. At @RobFlanders_ says, I was just curious how much more abuse from the authority Seth is going to take before turning babyface. That's a real good thought, because it feels like week after week something happens where he gets abused or gets a shot put on him in some kind of way by the authority. What do you think, Doc?
I thought Stephanie was particularly rough on him last night. And, again, I'm always a fan of the slow burn, so I'd like to see this go all the way into next spring to WrestleMania, but it wouldn't surprise me if they don't bring it to a head a lot sooner than that.
Yeah, I could go either way with that one, either way. I do think he's gotten abused, but I like Seth, and I like the fact – I think if he would just went full all out heel without this authority thing, I think it would be a whole lot better. But that's just my opinion. At DNZWWE says, let's keep it real. That Lana and Dolph thing with Summer Rae catching Ziggler in the shower was as bad. I forgot about this one. Was as bad as Doc Turner's commentary on the show. That's a shot. That's a shot, Doc. Any comments on that?
What's his name? D's Nuts? Is that what his name is? We might as well change him to Adam 2.
Adam 2. DNZWWE. No, dude, you're good. Or she, I don't know. You're good, man. Keep him coming. We love it. Doc Turner's commentary. I love it.
Shut up. So what's wrong with the angle? What's wrong with the fact that they're working towards a mixed tag?
No, nothing's wrong with it. It just needs to play out. I'm not the biggest Triple H fan, but one thing he said on Austin's podcast one time, he's like, pro wrestling is, it's the story that never ends. So give it a chance. Let it play out. That's the biggest problem that people like us sometimes have. We see it and we're so reactionary to what's going on. We don't even give it a chance to play out. We got to let this play out. Give it some time. And it's a good angle. I don't have any problem with the whole Lana Dolph thing. I think this guy's talking about the actual – hold on one second, Doc. This guy's talking about the actual shower sequence that occurred more than anything.
Okay. So,
got it?
DZ, you're on alert now, pal.
Hey, Total Divas is about to come on. It's 8 o'clock on a Tuesday when we're recording this.
Let me take this opportunity to say I've been in bad mood all week, ready to talk to your punk ass. Because you've been on me for months you got to watch Total Divas. Look, I watch 5 minutes of that horseshit. If I wanted to watch a bunch of women complain, I'd go talk to my wife.
Your wife is not half as entertaining as these women. And let me tell you, this show is better than a lot of the women's matches they put on Raw and SmackDown. Just take that for what it's worth, partner. Moving right along. At ALH Pro Photo says, last night's Raw was just okay. Nothing really wowed me. It might have been me. Actually, I'm going to tell you it wasn't you. The Dolph Lana Summer Rae segment was interesting, but all the matches just seemed kind of blah. what did you guys think of the in-ring work last night? Doc, let me take that first. I think this guy hits the nail on the head with this comment. It wasn't that Raw was bad, but I kind of was sitting there when I finally tuned into it around 8:15 and was like, yeah, decent show, not terrible, but nothing like really made me go, ooh, ah, besides maybe New Day, because they just are very entertaining, and Xavier Woods had a very nice new hairdo. He had his perm going on and whatnot. So that's my thoughts on it. Doc, what about you? You'll probably give some type of cheese dick commentary on this one.
I don't need your hurt. We're here to have a scholarly, intellectual discussion on professional wrestling.
Oh, so now that's when you pull out the doctor card on
you. You can't behave like an adult. We're going to have to put you in timeout.
Okay.
Last night's Raw, yeah, it's going to be average right about now because they just got out of SummerSlam. They worked towards a big angle. Now it's kind of like you got to reload some storylines. Everybody, you know, it takes time to build up the energy. And Night of Champions isn't going to be the big card. It'll take a couple of months for them to get going again.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I've said this a bunch of times on the show. You got a lot of TV time, though.
And here's something else to consider. And Vince may not want to. He may not admit it publicly, but WWE is about to go to the background for a little bit here because the NFL is about to start.
Fuck the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking work. It's all a fucking work. I don't want to talk about the goddamn. I mean, you piss me off with that comment. Roger Goodell is the biggest fucking asshole on the planet. He can take his rich ass and he can fucking stick it. Fuck him. All right. Moving right along. Who's the fucking heel now? All right. Where are we at? Jacob on Facebook. Since you guys said no one wanted to talk Impact, I did say that last week, Doc. Here's a few for you. I listened to Brian Mann and Nate Milton on Review and Impact. They always talk about the revolution and the need for it to die. God, this guy's reading our mind. My question is, when will the revolution die in TNA? Dude. Doc, I'm going to let you go first, dude. That's hilarious, but go ahead.
If they were doing it right, it would have been 3-4 months ago. There's no reason for this. But again, that doesn't make it a special storyline in TNA because it doesn't seem to be a lot of reason for a lot of the things they're doing. I agree with you, man. You talk about 3 hours of Raw, but that's a rough 2 hours of TNA to watch.
Lately, especially, it's been just that bad.
And now that Bram went crazy and went and got arrested a couple of nights ago, he's one of the few things I tune in to see.
That was some crazy shit, dude.
Bram?
Man, I mean, when I first read the headline, I'm thinking Charlotte. But, fuck, what do we know? Well, it ain't got nothing to do with her.
When he was originally in Ascension in Florida. And he was an original member of Ascension. He fought with cops and got released. But man, Bram's crazy. He ain't no joke. Adam, I'm going to hire Bram and send him your way.
Leave Adam alone. Yeah, man, that was some crazy stuff, dude, just reading that story. Next we'll move on to Gordon on Facebook. Did you see NXT this week, and what did you think about the reaction that Enzo Amore and Big Cass got on NXT? I talked about this because at Cordell Kevin actually tweeted the podcast Twitter over the weekend about that. It was incredible, dude. There's no other way to say it, Gordon. Those dudes got a freaking pop and a half. My only thing at this point is I hear people saying, when are they going to go to the main roster?
Never.
I heard Enzo say on a radio interview, he wasn't stressing over going to the main roster. I think the brand NXT is growing so much, and as they start to tour, I got a feeling these guys will start getting a little bit more pay. I got a feeling they're not going to be in a hurry to go to the main roster. This guy, unless he's just being politically correct when I say this guy, say Enzo Amore, he said, man, I'm having so much fun down here right now. When it happens, it happens. And I actually can believe that because NXT to me is kind of like it's like an inflated indie, not inflated in a bad way. It's just a huge independent in its own, somewhat. Not all the way, but that's kind of the way I look at it.
Aesthetically, it's an indie, but it's got millions of dollars behind it.
Right, right, exactly. So I don't think the dude's in a hurry to get to the big time, go up to the main roster. I just don't. Let's see, Brandon on Facebook. Geez, so TNA and GFW are at war. What? What fucking moron didn't see that one coming? Said no one ever. Hey, Brandon. Doc, I don't know. Do you agree with this dude? Because I certainly do.
Man. You know, we could sit here and rehash all the talent that's out there right now that's just getting over left and right around the world that graced TNA wrestling rings for long periods of time. And then you roll out a bunch of people that nobody really knows, you know, the general public, to invade. Why does anybody give a shit? So, yeah.
It's a rough one. I know who those guys are, but I kind of follow, you know, you and I know, we follow.
And hey, because I'm riding your coattails and I get all the little crumbs that get in the scraps that get left off the table. I know who a couple of them are.
The fucking scraps, brother. You might like the scraps.
But the general public doesn't have two clues about these sons of bitches. And it's not like they set it up real well. And Jeff said, oh, Karen, I didn't want you to do this. So I believe that Karen went around and knocked out Bully Ray with her big fake tits. Super.
Okay. All right. Moving right along. I'm going to let you take this one, Doc. This seems like something right up your alley because you're turning into a bigger ROH fan than I am. With that said, this is from Chris on Facebook. Should ROH put the tag team belts on the Young Bucks at the next event when they face Addiction? The Young Bucks could give that title some name recognition. Man, I don't want to get heat with the Young Bucks, so I'm going to let you address that one. Go ahead.
Well, there's been talk on a couple other wrestling podcasts recently about the video of them super kicking the dad in the ring and the little boy super kicking them and them selling, and it's in a high school gym with 75 people and exposing the business, and you can get into that argument somewhere else. Here's the thing. I really like the Addiction in ROH and what they're doing. Christopher Daniels is healing out like a son of a bitch if you're watching that show. If you're not watching that show, well, that's a good place to start if you want to watch some really good wrestling. But he's doing a great job. I don't know that the Young Bucks they seem like a team that comes into ROH more than they are ROH because they spend a lot of time in Japan as well, Bullet Club. So I'd leave it on Addiction because I think that they're doing a really good job as heels right now.
Yeah, I want to take your word on it. I've been kind of slacking on ROH lately just based on time commitments elsewhere and whatnot, and I haven't been able to catch it as much as I want.
But I guarantee you, if John Cena wrestled for ROH, you'd watch it twice.
You're a fucking asshole, man. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. Nothing else. Just a complete ass. Anyway, so moving right along, thank you for your commentary, Doc Turner. Again, I haven't said this in a few weeks, who's never taken a bump in a ring. Next question. When TNA finally goes out of business, the inevitable at this point. When TNA finally goes out of business, if WWE could only take one TNA guy, who should they take? That's from D-Lock on Facebook. Go ahead, Doc. I'll let you address that one.
One guy. Well, I would have said Bram until he added to his criminal record this week. You know, I really think, you know, you could probably say there's a few contenders. EC3 is one. I think that Eric Young's ability to just really lean into a heel character is entertaining as all hell. The guy that I would be interested in as a wrestler, but I can't see Vince ever pulling the string on him, is Bobby Roode. I think Bobby Roode is basically the 2015 version of Arn Anderson. Not as good, but that's who he reminds me of. I'd say I'd probably be more interested in seeing Eric Young, just because he might steal somebody's fake leg and run around with it. But as far as a solid wrestler, I'd say Bobby Roode.
I like Bobby Roode and I like Eric Young. I don't know if I can nail it down to two. So if we're talking one guy, I can't really say that. I definitely, Eric Young is incredible. Bobby Roode is also incredible. I got to go with both of them. However, as we're talking about Eric Young, I just got to say, I'm not one of these guys who's like, oh, I got to be politically correct about what's been going on with him and Melendez. I think Eric Young ripping off that guy's leg or making Melendez give it to him because that was a stipulation in the match was great
him
TV.
Pop across the ring even more.
Holy shit. He makes him high. He's like, hey, come over here. And then he backs up. And then he's like, I'm going to put this thing on my mantle. And I can fucking see the leg just dangling on the mantle. It just, and him cutting a promo in front of it, like you said, smoking on his cigar or his fucking pipe or something.
They have a vignette at his house where he's like reading the newspaper in his recliner, and above it on the mantle with a fire going, there's his leg. And then they have other vignettes where it's like the hockey players who take the Stanley Cup around their hometown when they win it. He's taking his leg around wherever in Tennessee it is he lives, and he's just got that leg with him wherever he goes.
Working a gimmick, straight up healing, dude, just and going off. I mean, I don't care if he freaking shoots on the military. Whatever, dude, heal out. I don't know. Some people are, like, not in agreement. They're like, oh, no, it's not politically correct. Nah, man, he's a war hero. I'm not taking nothing from him. But hell, work it. Shit, work it into it. So, I don't know, man. I definitely think I love Eric Young, so I'd want him to go to WWE, if anything. However, I just don't see how that happens. He's such a good. He's such a good heel. I mean, he really knows what he's doing. All right, we got another question. This one, damn it, I didn't put who. Shit, I'm going to get some heat for this one. Hey, if I forgot, send when I read this, and I let me know who sent this in, or I can go back and look at the messages too, but... Sting is 56 years old. Does the majority of the WWE fan base even remember Sting? Doc, go ahead.
That's a good question.
It's not a good question. It's freaking the truth, if anything.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. He spent the last decade toiling away in obscurity in TNA. I don't know. I mean, your son is 10 years old and a wrestling fan. Does he know who Sting is? I mean, really know?
He's going back onto the network slightly and kind of looked at, the things I've told him to, but he never knew who he was before that.
All right. So how about this? When was Sting last at his most famous in WCW?
Ooh.
98, maybe?
No, you can give them through the time it closed. Because remember, him and Flair closed it the last night. You can give them till the time it closed.
Okay,
but,
so still.
But here's the thing. Even that's 14 years ago, 15 years ago.
Yeah, so you're 20 years old and younger. There's probably no way you remember Sting the way a lot of us do. I mean, I remember him coming out as a rookie and going 45-minute draw at the Clash of Champions with Ric Flair. So, man calls Sting. But, how much of the WWE crowd is 20, 22 and younger? Sting ain't all that important to them.
No, not to them. And he's older. I mean, it's not going to be much of a run that he's got there. Just my personal opinion. Related to the storyline that's going on. Because, I mean, you can't put Sting on the road every freaking night doing house shows and whatnot. He's Sting, man. He's 56. He's an icon. He's a legend. I'll always be a Sting fan just beyond the fact that he was good at what he did and the stuff he did with Flair back in the day. Sting's just, he's a good guy. I mean, he really is a good guy in life, and that's one of the things I like about him. Moving along, this Ray from Facebook says, Raw was crap. Wasn't it just a bunch of SummerSlam matches? Owen, Cesaro, Rusev, Ziggler, Shield, Wyatt. Ray makes a good point. I don't know what more I can add to it. pretty much. I mean, I don't want to call it crap, but it was like something. It was a movie you've seen before. Like, you know, you've seen. I'll give you an example. Back in the day, I was a Back to the Future guy. Like, I liked that movie, and I pretty much watched it.
I thought you liked Menace to Society.
Now, that was a great movie, fucking Menace to Society. And you're an asshole, even if you're trying to take a shot at me, but that was a really, really good movie back in the day. Anyway, but, yeah, it's like something you've seen before. So it's not that it was terrible, it's just I've seen this before. You know, what else am I going to do at this point? Doc, what's your comments on that question from Ray?
You know, if I was going to book a territory, and since this is the name of my motherfucking show, then all right. What I would do is get Reigns and Ambrose somewhere new and pull the Wyatt family out and have them fight the Dudleys for a little bit instead of going straight to Dudley New Day and have the New Day taunting the Wyatts and the Dudleys while they're fighting each other. That's just me.
I actually like that idea. Kind of like that.
And let the New Day still continue to get their rep on feasting on the three teams that they've been beating, bring in the Ascension every once in a while to do a big J-O-B. They already know how to job, so it shouldn't be a big deal.
No, that's actually a good idea. It's a good one.
Well, hey, I've never taken a bump, but I know what I'm talking about.
Sometimes. All right, we got two more, actually. Nikki will become the longest reigning Divas champ by the time Night of Champions happens. Will WWE do something smart, or will they let Nikki get the record? That's from Damien on Facebook. I don't want to see Nikki break it. It's nothing against Nikki, even though we joked about her last week with her going to Cena. And, John, this is some bullshit. You need to talk to Vince. I just don't want to see Nikki break this record. Nothing against her. It's just, come on. Really? Dude, are we being that? You know what pisses me off about that? We're going to be that fucking petty. Because CM Punk is no longer there, and AJ's retired. And so we're going to send a message to CM Punk, and we're going to take the belts.
Are we going to be that petty?
We're going to leave the belt. I'm just saying, is WWE going to be that fucking petty? Because Punk's gone.
They put Dusty Rhodes in polka dots.
Hey, I hear that. It just, my question is rhetorical. They're going to be that petty. That pisses me off. Why? Just so you can make a point. Just so you can make a point that Nikki's the longest reigning.
I think.
And while we're talking about Divas Champion, can we stop calling it the goddamn Divas Championship? Can we call it the freaking Women's Championship, please?
I'm surprised that Vince doesn't call it the Bitches Belt.
Dude, you're gonna get some heat from the women that listen.
I didn't like that. I said Vince.
You're still gonna get some
Vince
heat.
Vince being misogynistic. I love ladies.
Of course. All right. I guess you don't have anything further to say about that.
Well, here's the thing. When is Night of Champions? It's like in, what, 3 weeks? Last night they showed the Nikki's countdown. It's in like 2 weeks when she becomes the longest reigning thing. So I don't think there's going to be any big title defense before she breaks the record.
No, I don't think so either, unless they do some kind of quick switcheroo, which I can't see happening. On like a house show or something, they've done from time to time. It's just been a long time.
And so let me redeem myself with my lady listeners, because I know there's a bunch of you out there, and I don't want you to get the wrong impression of me. I thought that the thing last night where they had to beat the clock, on one side you could say, okay, that made it, you know, an athletic contest. But it also, you're going to tell me that somebody's going to get beat in 3 minutes? That sounds like a squash match to me.
That was the dumbest shit, and I'm surprised nobody sent that in.
I mean,
that was the dumbest.
I'm getting
I hated
bored with
it.
this. The ladies coming up from NXT, I'm getting on board with the shift to real ladies wrestling, women wrestling, and then it seems like WWE can't get out of their own way here and let these ladies get it on.
Dude, Sasha Banks is legit. I mean, if you've seen her stuff in NXT, along with Charlotte, too, you would be like, this is freaking great.
I like Becky Lynch, too, except that they're making her character goofy.
Becky Lynch as well. Becky, I mean, they're great. Great wrestlers. Help. Dude, Paige is one of the best, not women's wrestlers, but wrestlers up there.
People don't want to believe that, but Paige is really, really, really good.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with her.
She's been up there, and they haven't really – I mean, she had the belt at one point, but it's not like Paige has got this – I mean, they got talent. What I hate about it, they brought up this whole Divas Revolution. It was just a big old shindig that first night. It was awesome. And then last night, that whole Divas time challenge – like, I was sitting there watching it, and I tweeted it out, and – I didn't really – I got, like, one response was like, yeah, this is stupid. So it wasn't really something that I could really address on the show, just people agreeing with me. I mean, it's like, why are you doing this? What is the point of it? Why is Sasha – why did we – I mean, that's a prime example of just filling 3 hours of TV. Why is Sasha not automatically getting a title shot at Night of Champions? Or why don't you do something with her that leads up to that? I understand you got all these women up there, and you need to do something. That time challenge bullshit was for the birds, though. That was worse than throwing together some 9-man tag bullshit.
And that's a high hurdle to jump to get worse than the 9-man tag shit.
Yeah, how bad was that time challenge bullcrap?
And here's the other thing: when these ladies go back and they wrestle in NXT, they're tearing down the house. People in the crowd, you know, said they were crying, all this stuff, and then they come up to the big roster and bunch of bullshit.
Nothing shows the reaction of it more than the Barclays Center for NXT TakeOver and how the women closed. No, they didn't close it. They weren't the main. But how the women did that. I mean, Bayley and Sasha went out there, tore it up. And at the end, you know, where they're all out there together and they do the whole hug. Nothing. And the fans are clapping. I mean, they're just ovation. I mean, it was incredible, the reaction they got to then the very next night, that 9-woman car crash. And it's like, you know, I'll get a little golf clap out of it, but that's it. Nothing tells you. Same company.
Hey, wait till Monday night when they started making their own chance and doing the wave during the women's match.
I know. Oh, that's true. So true. All right, we beat that horse. Let's move along. Didn't the Dudleys versus the New Day happen pretty fast? That's from Ricky on Facebook. Dude, you're preaching to us. Yeah, Doc and I kind of had that discussion. You know, they put what's-his-name through the table on the first night. Yeah, it happened pretty damn fast. There's no other way to say it. I mean, it was incredibly quick. Incredibly quick. I don't know how else to explain it. That's kind of like where we were going, because I'm starting to wonder now, okay, so what do they do at this point?
Yep. That's fun.
Where did it go?
And I bet you heard this a lot in your training and coming up and sitting at the feet of the older guys like a Rod and others. Okay, that's fine. You just did that. What are you going to do next?
Yeah. It's that old mentality. I mean, I used to say that all the time, man. You sit there and you try to book the territory and you start – because that's the thing about fantasy booking, man. Some of that stuff sounds good on the surface, like from the – you know, out the gate. You're like, oh, yeah, that's good. But the next question, man, them old timers would always say is, what do you do next?
Yeah,
where are you going after?
Fantasy booking for these marks out in our audience is kind of like people who say, my favorite NFL team should trade for Aaron Rodgers.
Dude, why? You know what pisses me off? Don't call the fans marks. Come on, man. Come on now. Come on now.
I'd call them the smart marks, but let's be honest.
Dude, see, you're full of bullshit. I hate when you do that. I mean, see, you talking about Mark. See, that's where freaking Adam makes a good point. He's like, Doc needs to stop trashing my questions. You know, he's just riding Mike's coattails. Man, when you say stuff like that, man, it makes me want to call Adam and say, Adam, you want to come on the show? Why are you going to call him a Mark?
I'm in place, my friend. You name it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, okay. Hey, Doc, that's all the questions I got, man. What else you got?
I got a little question for you. How many wins do you think that your stinky old Saints are going to get this year in 2015?
I don't know, man. I mean, I watched my really first preseason game this weekend, and the defense looked bad, although it was mostly second and third string. The preseason NFL is just beyond stupid. You got guys who aren't even going to be on the team playing the majority of the games, especially the fourth game. It just, I don't know. I don't know how many wins they're going to get. You know, I'm going to get some heat from my friggin' NOLA folks who listen to this shit, and they're going to be like, you fucking sell out. Well, man, nine games maybe? I just don't see it.
Are they going to get a step stool so that Drew Brees can see over the offensive line?
No, but is fucking Tony Romo going to crack some ribs or be a pussy like he always is every year and getting hurt and whatnot and crying and blowing it and throwing a fucking pick at the wrong time? I mean, hey, you want to talk about the master of chokes? That sumbitch has got the choke slam fucking locked down. He's better than Big Show at that shit. That fucker can choke any day, any time. You want to talk? You want to shoot, cowboy? Let's shoot. How many fucking rings does that douchebag have, Tony Romo?
Hey, we're still in pursuit of it, my friend.
Hey, dude, you know what's funny? We probably got 60%, not, there's probably 40% of the audience is from fucking Texas. I'd say about 30% from Louisiana, and the rest is from elsewhere. I'm going to get a lot of heat for that one,
that's
dude.
Something that we can, Texas that's fans. What you marks out there could do. NFL marks, not wrestling marks. If you're an NFL mark, too, you can send Mike your prediction on your favorite NFL team and how many wins you think that they're going to get.
And, yeah, I'm cool with that. We can do that.
It's probably going to be less than my Cowboys because we're going to go, I'm feeling 11, 12 wins this year. NFC East, brother.
By the way, Dez didn't catch it.
That's last year. I'm talking about this year. I'm focused on the
future. Oh! Now we want to talk about the future. Well, don't bring up that fucking five Super Bowl bullshit.
Oh, that's an important.
No. That's not important shit. That was a long time ago. Quit living in the fucking past, asshole.
Hey, where are the Cowboys playing the Saints this year?
I think it's in New Orleans.
I heard it smells like piss down there.
I hear that too in the French Quarter. Although, I mean, I was a native. You know, I never fucking spent my time.
I'm just kidding. I love the city. I just hate y'all's football team.
Yeah. You're an ass. Anyway. All right, Doc. You got anything else, man? Because I really don't want to talk about the all-work league. I mean, our fans really need to, smarten up and realize that the NFL is nothing but a work. So, anyway. Doc, what else you got, man, before we get out of here? And then I'll plug. Got a couple shows I got to plug.
Still drier than grandma's pussy down here in Texas. We need some rain. Y'all do some rain dances wherever you are around the country and send some rain our way.
Dude, we need some rain so bad it's not even funny. Not even funny. All right, so Doc's praying for rain. He's doing the rain dance out there. We got a couple shows I got to plug. One, NWA Texoma, Friday night, September 18th. They're at the Sherman Elks Lodge again. Tim Storm's on that one, Apox on that one. I think Charlie Haas is on that one too. Make sure you check out them. That's at 7 p.m. Friday night, September 18th, Sherman Oaks Lodge in Sherman, Texas. I don't know if I said Sherman, Oklahoma. That's one thing I got to plug. I got Imperial Wrestling Revolution had their huge card in Shawnee, Oklahoma this week. Well, they're coming back on September the 24th. They're in Ada, Oklahoma at the Care Dome. Doc, you know what a Care Dome is?
Ada, Oklahoma.
Okay, just making sure. I know you used to live up in okay. They're presenting Only the Strong Survive. Listen to this lineup, Doc. I don't know if I told you about this yet. They got Tatanka on it, Scott Steiner, Ricochet, Madison Rain, along with the other local indie guys that will be up there. It's pretty nice laid-out card.
Ricochet,
I mean, not as
Ricochet
big.
Can get it done, brother.
Ooh, fucking Ricochet is awesome. That dude, he is fucking great. Everything I've seen from him is like, holy shit. That's September 24th. Like I said, in Ada, Oklahoma at the Care Dome. Make sure you go to Imperial Wrestling Revolution's Facebook page. They got all kinds of information about where to get tickets from. And then as you heard Amaya Jade and Barbie Badass Katie Forbes talk about Wildcat Never Forget September 11th. It's at Meisler Middle School, Metairie, Louisiana, just right outside of New Orleans, if you're familiar with that area. Ricky Starks, Mike Dell, Luke Hawks, Chalmation Sensation, Danny Flamingo, Amaya Jade, Katie Forbes on it. And they got two big names. They got the Brian Kendrick is on it, along with Sanjay Dutt will be there. Pretty big card. Wildcat always packs the house. They do a good thing. So that's three cards that I know about. Hey, indie promoters, if you're listening to this, I'm not throwing no shade at nobody. If you want me to plug your show, I just need you to send it to me. Let me know what's going on, and I'll be glad to. just hit me up. No big deal. At Mike504Saints or at BTT_podcast. I don't care. Just tweet me and I will plug your show. I have no qualms about plugging anybody's show. I'm not trying to hate on anybody. I've been getting freaking these miscellaneous messages from people, and it's funny because it's Facebook messages where the person then disappears, and then there's, you know, it's like they create a profile and send me some hate mail, and then they fall off the planet. Like, why are you plugging this one, not plugging that one? Hey, man, if anybody wants me to plug their show, just send it to us. We're an equal opportunity promotion as far as plugging indies go. Now, if you're some backyard drizzling shits bullshit, fuck no, I'm not plugging you. I hate to break you, hurt your feelings, but it ain't happening. That's all I can say about that. Other than that, I got to make sure you're following us on Facebook. Like I said in the beginning of the show, facebook.com/bookingtheterritory. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Mike504Saints and at BTT_podcast. Doc, I think that's all I got, man. You got anything else?
I just want to point out to all my faithful listeners out there that my lowly esteemed partner was talking bad about the NFL, but his Twitter address has Saints in it. So how much could he really hate the NFL if that's what he chooses to go by his personal social media handle? So there you go. He's working, y'all. Yeah. He's working, y'all.
That was such a lame-ass rib. It's not funny. With that, let's move on. Again, subscribe to us on iTunes, Podbean, or Stitcher, whichever way you find us, podbean.com or Stitcher. iTunes, just subscribe to us. That way you get the weekly episodes, which at this point we are dropping on Wednesdays. So we pretty much record on Tuesdays and drop on Wednesdays. I do not have anything else. Doc does not sound like he has anything else. With that said, for Mike, Doc Turner, we're out. Book it.